Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games. We got everything you want. Even Van Damme in a Van Damme film, which is not always the case. See yesterday's episode. Today's episode is much better, though. It's a comedy called Welcome to the Jungle. And it stars Jean-Claude Van Damme in a comedy. Does Van Damme have comedy chops? We'll find out. This movie came out in 2013, runs for an hour and a half, and it's brisk. It is about a company that's ran by the Allstate man, or the president, if you're a fan of 24. And he has put together a team builder, which is basically an episode of Survivor, where he's sending his team on an island. Of course, he's not going. He doesn't need to build a team. On an island with a survival expert. And the survival expert's name is Storm. And Storm is played by Jean-Claude Van Damme. And he is a badass. But he's like a fake badass. Like, of course, everything he says is a lie. He says he's in the military. He hasn't. He doesn't have any skills other than he does do some karate. And he looks good. He's buff. And it's Van Damme. You know, you got that going for you. Well, he takes a group out. Now, this movie stars a couple of what I consider really great comedic actors, specifically in Rob Hubel, who you've probably seen his face. Like, if you saw I Love You, Man, he was the sleazy real estate guy that was with the blonde tips in that movie. And then he was also in The Other Guys, but he had a real small part, but he got to say the word soup kitchen. And if you know that film, anyway, both of them are in this movie and they hold the comedy together. But Van Damme is really funny in this movie. And a lot of it is because he is willing to make fun of himself. He's willing to be this kind of goofy, doesn't actually know what he's talking about kind of guy. And it really works. Now, this movie does not have a great Metacritic score. But one thing I've uncovered watching Van Damme films, none of them do. Even the good ones, even the great ones, don't have great Metacritic scores. I think JCVD might be the only one that does. And that movie, well, I don't want to spoil a future episode, but tune into the movie Draft House to hear what I feel about that movie. This one, they get on an airplane, this whole office full of people. And our lead character is Adam Brody playing Chris, who is very unsure of himself. He has a dick for a boss in Phil, who's played by Rob Hubel, and who like steals his ideas and stuff. And there's, of course, a girl in the office that he has attractiveness towards, and he wants to date her, but he doesn't have the he's not confident, but he does have Boy Scout skills, which come in handy when they're on the island stranded, such as knowing what hallucinogens are and how to seal up wounds. And so they're on the island, right? And Van Damme is running his various team building workshops, which have to do with explosions. There's also a point where he plays like animal sounds while they're all blindfolded to make them think there's a lion nearby or something. But there's a tiger in the woods, and they go to see the tiger. But before they can get there, Van Damme gets attacked by the tiger and he fends them off. And he's like, okay, nobody worry. The tiger is a majestic creature and is as scared as we are of it. And he gets attacked again. And then he gets attacked a third time and falls off a cliff. Now, I thought, okay, well, they've killed Van Damme. But had this been it, had they bumped Van Damme off in this moment, I would have been fine, happy, because they used him so properly in the movie. He was funny. He played the part. He makes fun of himself. And it served a purpose to move the plot forward. It wasn't like in yesterday's episode where the guy didn't do anything in the whole movie and then they kill him. In this, at least, he did what the movie called for, but don't worry, he's not dead. Now, there are two, basically, there's like this group of office workers gets split up into two parties, one of which is ran by Rob Hubel, who essentially just feeds them all hallucinogens and gets them to worship him, and he has no interest in leaving the island. And then Chris, our Adam Brody's character, who actually has the smarts and the know-how to get them off the island. And through various hijinks, you know, they go to battle with each other, and there's a battle. Okay, I don't know. There's also, like, this guy, I think he's Eric Edelstein, who is basically like the poor man Seth Rogen. If you watch the movie, you'll know what I mean. You'll see that he just, yeah. So, is this funny? It's a comedy, and the most important thing for a comedy to be is funny. It's got a couple moments, but I don't really recommend it to anyone. Now, the better question is, how is their use of Van Damme in this comedy? Also, well, before I get to that, Kristen Shaw is hilarious. She's the best part in the movie, which is not a surprise. If you know Kristen Shaw, I mostly know her from Flight of the Conchords. She does the voice of Louise on Bob's Burgers. She's great. She's in this. She steals the scenes that she's in. As does Rob Hubel. And Van Damme, for that matter. And Van Damme, near the end of the movie, so Rob Hubel ends up being the ultimate bad guy. And Van Damme comes out of the woods, spin kicks him in slow motion, and then does like the pose, the karate face pose down, like if you've seen the end of Bloodsport, he does that. And the people are like, all right, that's enough, you know? And it's just this great Van Damme being self-aware kind of thing. And that's what I love about the guy. He's not taking himself too seriously, unlike some people with a ponytail, whose name will not be mentioned on this podcast. So the real question is, how many Van Dammes does this movie get out of 5 Van Dammes? And surprisingly, despite him being missing through a little more than a third of the film in the middle, this gets 4 Van Dammes because it makes sense, like when he disappears, when he comes back, what he's doing while he's on screen is all hilarious stuff. And it shows Van Damme's comedy chops and that he does have them. He spends time in a wheelbarrow and he doesn't get to do action, but that's like the point in this movie, is that we know he's capable of it as an actor, but he's really just playing this dumpy fake version of himself.